Like to introduce you to Brenda Wallace. She's going to talk to us about Memcache and keeping data in the handiest place, memory. Welcome, Brenda.
Memcache, who here has already used Memcache? About four people, I know most of them. Memcache, I've done this talk in a few places around the world and it keeps changing. Memcache is a volatile place to store things for a little while. Firstly, me. Hi, I'm Brenda. I work at Catalyst. They get a mention because they paid for my flight. It's okay. I'm a developer. If you went to Joe's talk, Joe's the one who keeps the servers running, and I'm the one who breaks them with new code. I work with mobile technology. I work with a couple of telcos, though one more than the other. I play with billing systems, SMS, things like that, and we use a lot of Memcache. So I'm going to tell you what it is, how to use it, and where you should use it, and a little bit of where you shouldn't use it. Okay, so it is a volatile cache for keeping data in. Last time I did this talk, I failed to get something across, and that's that it's a daemon. It's just like you run Apache, you run Postgres, you run MySQL, you run Memcache. It's a service, a server, running on your server that you query, just like a database, except it's not. It's free, open source, comes under a BSD license, and the guys who invented it come from Danga. They're something to do with LiveJournal. I'm not really sure what the relationship is, but people from LiveJournal made this, used it, open sourced it. Came from the sort of Perl community, but it's everywhere now. So here's what you do. You install Memcache. You then run it. So it's a daemon. Just like you started Apache, you start Memcache. Then you write some code. In your code, you connect to Memcache, you put values in, you read them out, you delete them. That's pretty much 90% of what you're going to do with Memcache. Here's an example. This is in PHP, just because I grabbed PHP at random. You make an object, you connect, you add servers, you can add lots of servers. So your piece of code is talking to 50 Memcache servers, if you've got 50 Memcache servers. Once you're connected, you put stuff in, and you get stuff out. It can be a very complicated object if you want. It could be a string, could be an int, could be anything you want, big giant array. Put them in, you read them out. Here's the nifty bit. When you put them in, you can set an expiry. So you say, Memcache, here's a value. But only remember it for 30 seconds, and after 30 seconds, forget you ever heard of it. This is really handy because it does it all for you. You don't have to think about it. And you can also compress, but I don't really use that for care. You can compress it in memory, it makes a little file, but maybe you need that. So examples of things that you do. Say you're getting something from a database, a big, giant, humongous join across 50 tables, and you're getting a result back. You don't want to run that, say, on a web page. You don't want to run it every time you do the web page. What you do is you run the query, take the result, stick it in Memcache, tell it, keep this for 30 seconds. Next time you just check, is it in Memcache? Okay, I'll use it. If it's not in Memcache, it means it's expired and you need to regenerate it. Same thing with generated content. The front page of a big giant website, or even your blog, just a small website, on the average blog, there's a heap of queries going on, one for each piece of content, for your list of recent comments, trackbacks, whatever. You can generate that great big giant piece of string that's your HTML on your front page. Stick it in Memcache for 10 seconds. It just means you don't have to generate it again for 10 seconds. That could be several thousand less queries for your server. I use it mostly for web service lookups. In a telco land, we're always querying about, is this customer here? Are they there? Where should I route this SMS? Which telco? Have they number portability? Are they prepaid? Whatever. I saw that the result of a web service. So if you're playing with like a Flickr API or something like that, instead of hammering Flickr on every page you want to generate, put in Memcache for a bit. You know, it's not going to change one every 30 seconds anyway, hopefully. Anything you get from far away, whether far away is across a piece of wire or the other side of the planet, you can put it in Memcache for a little bit. So LiveJournal, that's where this technology came from. they use it a lot, and then they open sourced it. Wikipedia made it famous. Wikipedia used Memcache a lot. In fact, they forked Memcache into their own thing. I'm told Twitter used a lot, and I'm sure just about every big giant website on the planet uses Memcache in some form. Here's how I install it. Solaris. It's pretty brandy. This is the clients that I know of, languages that you can query it from.
There's a new CA client as well.
Cool.
Brian Aker rewrote the C library of the existing ones.
Cool. The last one, if you notice, PostgreSQL, you can write functions inside your database, and those functions inside your database can query Memcache. Yeah.
There is also a storage engine for MySQL, so you insert into the table and create a Memcache, and you select from the table when it comes out of Memcache. Except you can't do scans on Memcache. So if you select star from Memcache table, you get no rows.
Does
but
it
if
work?
You select by a key, it works. Yeah. It's got more downloads than Oracle on Breakpoint Linux.
So it's all over the show. There's probably whatever language you're in, I'm pretty sure there's a Memcache client for it. The protocols, as you saw, it does three things. Put it in, take it out, delete, that's it. So it doesn't take much to implement it for another language. So here's what you want to do. You want to write code, just like this. If it's in Memcache, use it. Else, get it from whatever your service is and put it in there. It's a really minor change to an existing application to do this, and suddenly you've gone from an average, like a WordPress installation doing 2,000 queries per page to doing one, and it's a Memcache query. So here's the same thing in code that kind of could be PHP, it could be Perl, I'm not sure. Here's another nifty feature which is quite good. You can increment a value, so if you're keeping number of hits on something, you can do an increment in Memcache. Be aware that it's volatile. If your server reboots, you've lost it. But you can also read stats out. From most of the clients, PHP, Perl, Java, whatever, you can call a function that'll return you a big giant array, and in that array is statistics from your Memcache server. Number of times you get a hit, you found the data, number of times you didn't find it, so you can adjust expiries to optimize it. So here's the usual thing. You check if it's in Memcache, it's not there, fetch it and store it. Here's the other problem. If you do it that way, as soon as your front page content expires, you get 1,000 hits a second, all those 1,000 are going to start hammering Memcache, they'll say it's not there, all 1,000 will decide to generate it. So it's a good idea to set a lock. So when 1,000 hits come in, and you haven't got it in Memcache yet, one of them does the work, the other 999 wait. So if you can set a lock, that's a really good idea. Except Memcache doesn't have locks, so you can hunt on your own for this. Many of the competing technologies out there that do similar things to Memcache have the ability to lock something. But Memcache is not atomic, so you're not doing a transaction there, you're just inserting, so you're going to have to use some other method to do a lock, to block your threads. There's lots of libraries out there to do that. There is a Perl one that does locks, and it uses Memcache to do the locks. So yeah, remember that it is completely volatile. I've seen people putting things in Memcache and expecting to get it out. You should always expect it to not be there. Likewise, you should also expect when you put it in, you might fail. That was a bug that Wikipedia had. They were using a different method. They were putting their pages in Memcache with no expiry, and at time of update, deleting it. Except for every now and then, at time of update, it failed to connect to Memcache. So at time of update, nothing happened. So it's a very good idea to expect to handle the case we can't delete, we can't connect. So make sure you've got a real copy safe somewhere, that your Memcache is not your master. And be aware there's no method to get a list of keys. There's a good reason for that, which I'll get to. So you can't store everything in there and expect to get it out a list of what you put in there. Also 1 megabit limit per item. So if you have big giant web pages, you probably should make your web page smaller. Where you should run it, this is the theory that your web server is very much heavy for memory. Memcache is very heavy on memory. You tell it how much memory you want to give it. This is probably a default in Debian, if you're Debian people, but you can tweak how much memory you give into Memcache, and that's what it uses. It's very hungry. In theory, your web server should not be memory hungry. You should be writing good code that's not putting giant arrays of XML stuff all through memory. So in theory, you should run your Memcache on your web server. That's pretty much on the internet, so you need to be aware of security if you don't know. Whereas databases are supposed to be the other way around. Databases are supposed to be memory heavy, but not heavy on your CPU. It's up to you. So security. There is no authentication. You connect. There's no username. There's no password. You just connect. So you're going to have to be aware that if you're running on your web server, you probably want a firewall. You probably want one anyway. Also, if you're on shared hosting, everyone else on your host can read and write to that Memcache. So it's a very good idea to put it on localhost only, unless you're doing a big array of them. Your keys are global. This matters more for open source people. Say you're a maintainer of something like WordPress, just because it's famous. You can't go and put my blog front page as the key, because there might be 60 installations of WordPress on the server. So you've got to think that you're sharing a namespace with everything else on that Memcache server when you name the keys. No check for validity. You think there's an integer, it might not be an integer that comes back out. There's no referential integrity, it's not a database. So be prepared for anything to come out of Memcache, so in theory. Here's the cool thing. You can have a whole set of Memcache servers. So you distribute it across all your servers and use it from one piece of code. It might also be distributed. The client calculates from your key which server that's on. So it goes, oh, that key's called this, therefore it must be on that server. It knows the names of all the servers and calculates it, so it's evenly distributed. This gives you transparent failover, meaning that if a server goes, all that data goes, and you're supposed to be writing code that can cope with the data not being there. So you lose one server, the client realizes, because it can't connect anymore, and recalculates where the key should be. Does that make sense to them?
Connect for each key that you want to get out?
For each server you're connected, and say the key is my blog front page, it will use that and the list of servers to calculate which server it's going to put it on. And if one of those servers goes missing, it knows that, okay, I calculate where things are normally, except for the ones that go there will be recalculated. Mm-hmm. It's quite smart. It's actually quite dumb, which makes it quite awesome. But it's not doing any smart lookups or anything. It's just using the same algorithm everywhere and coming to the same result, no matter which. So you've got 10 web servers connecting to 10 Memcaches, and you've distributed. So you need to always think about, that's the Wikipedia case where they were just putting it in and then invalidating it upon change. You need to handle the case when you can't connect to the one you're trying to validate it in. They're not going to notice. You're thinking about what can go wrong, but you do that with any code. Ideas for usage. I've used it to communicate between layers. You can put things in Memcache from a PHP app and have it come out in Java, if you wanted to use both in the same place. You can communicate between technologies like that. You can store whole web pages in Memcache, so you can, instead of using Squid, use Memcache if you want. Or both. You can lock files, PIDs, instead of storing them in /10, store them in Memcache, and then you can connect it from other servers, so you can see that there's no PID on that server, therefore the other server can start. Smart things like that. And I think this is my last slide. Here's a competing technology, Tujela. Tujela is hard to find on Google, but go to the Wikipedia page. Wikipedia forked Memcache, invented Tujela. It's the same thing, but saves a disk. So it's all the speed of Memcache, but it will survive a reboot. And it's if you haven't got enough memory. So say you've only got so many gigs and you need one that you too jealous to have a look into it. I've used it when I wanted things to be less volatile, but yeah. CouchDB, someone heckled me and said that CouchDB is a competitor, so I put it up there, but I don't think so. CouchDB is like a document database, it's more like Lucene. Lucene's another competitor that does it to disk as well. Anyone here use Lucene? One person. Lucene's a fast indexer. I would use Lucene if I wanted to do Memcache, but with non-volatile. I don't know if anyone else knows any other competitors to Memcache. eAccelerator would be one if you're using PHP. eAccelerator compiles your PHP so you feel like you're running Java, but you're not. And it's got a Memcache-like thing built in. And it's got locks, which is kind of handy. Thank you.
Do you have the option of connecting via a Unix socket, or is it only?
On Memcache, at least all the client libraries documentation only seem to connect on IPs straight to them. Cool, how am I for time? I'm early.
How are you?
Cool.
Hi, Brent. How big is, in terms of code size or?
How big is?
It's Memcache. To actually install it and integrate it with the application,
so small I've never thought about it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it does very little, and it does well.